Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Jason Mendelson. Jason is, he's got a lot more to teach us, folks. We're going to get him back. He's a co-founder of Foundry Group, a Boulder, Colorado-based venture capital fund. He's the co-author, along with Brad Feld, of a book that's now in its third edition. You know what that tells you? That tells you it's a pretty darn good book, Venture Deals. And it's all about making you smarter than your lawyer and your venture capitalist. Well, you shouldn't have too much trouble being smarter than your lawyer. Okay, Jason, thanks again for being here. Give us the website and tell us how to find the book.
It's venturedeals.com. You can find the book on Amazon or anywhere where books are sold.
All right, so congratulations on that, by the way. Okay, so in the previous segment, we did a little, you gave us a real nice tour of the venture capital landscape and how to approach people. Now, I tell startups, whenever they ask me, you know, how should they capitalize their business, I tell them, well, it depends on what you want to do with your business. If you want to, if you imagine that you want your business to be a world beater, but you also want to give it to your children, then don't use a venture capitalist. Bootstrap it, borrow the money, at least make sure you know how to get people out of your business, because that's not the way venture capitalists think about business, is it?
That's absolutely accurate, and it doesn't make any mode better or worse. Just realize that if you take venture capital money, that our job is to return more money to our investors, and at some point we're going to need to have some ownership and have a liquidity. Yeah.
And that some point is the sticking point, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and being an early stage venture capitalist, the good news is we've got a 7 to 10 year window, so it's not like we're doing tomorrow.
So that's a little longer.
It is. And that makes me feel good about myself when I look at the mirror, that we're not trying to do a quick turnaround or a quick profit like a
good
private equity person might do.
Good for you. So do you ever imagine just clipping your coupons with a company? I mean, can you imagine, as I am, a time when Wall Street will be less important and private equity, venture capital will be more important than even Wall Street? Can you see that?
Where
being public, a publicly traded company will not be something people would actually desire to be?
Well, that I already see because of a lot of the regulations and the demands that Wall Street puts on companies that go public. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a public company CEO. As far as importance, you know, I think Wall Street has figured out a way that they're always going to be number one. But, you know, certainly venture capital is very important. About 22% of the jobs in the country are with companies that at some point received venture capital.
Yeah. I mean, that's what private equity people are doing, right? Isn't that the difference between private equity and venture capital? Private equity is taking people back. You take people public, and they're taking people back from public.
Yeah,
to private.
Yeah, and I think we tend to create a lot more jobs in private equity.
Right,
we're getting companies from nothing and growing them to big things.
Right.
Private equity is optimized.
What's the first thing to take to a? How should I approach a venture capitalist?
You know, approach us as a human. I think the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make is they get so wrapped up and so nervous and think it's all about the business transaction. Like I said, we're spending 7 to 10 years with this company, longer than the average U.S. marriage. First of all, approach me like a human being. Interest me, inspire me, show me something new, and show me that I want to work with you for the next decade.
And what do I bring with me?
Well, the best thing you can do is bring a short summary or synopsis of what you're doing. I think the best advice on the internet is from a guy named Guy Kawasaki, who has a thing on the only 10 pages you need in your PowerPoint presentation, and it really is wonderful. And, you know, keep it short. I don't need a 75-page business plan. In fact, given the amount of plans I get, I couldn't get through them.
You want to see my projections, my expectations of sales?
I do, but I more importantly want to know, what is the huge problem you're solving, and why do you have the special sauce to solve it?
Why does anybody care
about it the way you? Yeah, why does anybody care, and why are you the person to do it? That's the biggest question I'm trying to answer. Because at the early stage, I know all your projections are going to be wrong. Mm-hmm. None of us can foresee the future.
And all projections are wrong, right? And so
I agree.
So what about customers? Do you want to see that the dogs will eat the dog food?
You know, I'm an early enough investor that I'll take a chance on the right entrepreneur. Now, sometimes in a market that I've never invested in or something I'm just not sure about, I'll want to see some customer traction.
Mm-hmm.
But not always. Sometimes I will go on just hope.
Do they need to have the device, or can it be a prototype?
We've done many, many prototypes, especially in the hardware company. I mean, when Fitbit came to us,
you are a unicorn in the sea of mules, my friend.
I appreciate you saying that, but
no, you guys, I've never met anybody like you and your partner Brad. I mean, this is. I'm going to have to change my attitude about venture capitalists.
Which I
haven't always called VCs venture capitalists either, by the way.
I think some of them are vulture capitalists.
I didn't say that.
I'm the first to say that our industry has a well-deserved bad reputation.
Do you work with companies with debt too? Do you strictly investment?
We strictly do investment because our investors don't like us to do debt because the return profile isn't the same.
Right.
With debt, maybe I can make a nice interest rate, but I can't get a 10, 20, or 100x return if I guess it
right. Right, I got you. Hey, I need a website one more time.
VentureDeals.com is the website for the book. FoundryGroup.com is the website for the venture.
Jason, you got a lot more teachers. Will you come back?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back.
Thank you.
Jason Mendelson, ladies and gentlemen, co-author of Venture Deals. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.